a bit of trouble getting on onto the meditation hall. So she might be with us shortly, but for now I'm going to start us practicing. So taking a seat and settle into your practice position. Letting the body settle. Releasing any unnecessary tension that you might be holding. And then connecting with the sensation of breathing. Not changing the breath in any way, but simply allowing the breath to be felt the way that it is right now. And perhaps connecting with your anapana spot. Gently allowing awareness to settle in that area of your body. Just feeling in-breaths and out-breaths. You may notice a deeper settling, muscles releasing, and the mind settling. And now Marcia has arrived, so I'm going to let Marcia continue on with the instructions for the rest of the practice.
I'm not sure where Christina left off.
Just settling in with breath.
One in breath, one out breath. At your anapana spot. And we'll stay here for a few moments. Allowing the energy for your practice. Body, heart, mind, energy to gather and settle. And we'll continue on with our Upekkha practice. Can you hear me? We'll continue on with our Upekkha practice this afternoon, or a couple of you this evening. And we'll practice with two different family members in relationship to our Upekkha practice. If you're comfortable using the third phrase, please do that. If that phrase is too uncomfortable for you, doesn't work for you, then you can pick one of the other two phrases. This is just fine. Using whichever of the three phrases feels most appropriate for you at this point. And at the same time, those of you that are comfortable using the third phrase, I encourage you to practice with this phrase. Bringing to heart, bringing to mind one family member. and invite this being in to your practice. Bringing up an image, if that's easy for you. Bringing in a felt sense, if that's what works best for you. And of course, you can use an image and a felt sense. One family member. And directing the upekkha phrase to this being. And I'll repeat each of the phrases just once. May you accept all things as they are. May you be undisturbed by the comings and goings of things, people, and events. You are the heir of your own karma. Your happiness or suffering depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you or your wishes for yourself. So continuing on with upekkha practice in relationship with your family member, with whatever phrase is resonating with you right now is best to use. And staying mindful. How is this practice with your family member showing up in your body, heart, and mind? And just mindfully noticing without commentary and without judgment. And noticing how the experiences of body, heart, and mind change as you continue with the practice. And now letting go of this family member. Just let them go, let them be on their way. And bring to mind, to heart, another family member. Inviting them in to your practice. Visualizing them if that's easy, or bringing a felt sense in relationship to them, or both. And directing the upekkha phrase, the equanimity phrase that you're using to this being. Repeating it over and over and directing it to this member of your family. Noticing if there's some tightness or tension of expectation. Recognizing. Letting it go, if there is. And noticing mindfully whatever else might be showing up in the mind, reflected in the body. And just keep offering this member of your family the equanimity phrase. And now letting this family member go. And bringing to heart to mind one more family member. With an image or a felt sense, as though they're with you, right here, right now. And offering them the equanimity phrase, may I accept, or may you accept all things as they are. May you be undisturbed by the comings and goings of things, people, and events. You are the heir of your own karma. Your happiness or suffering depends upon your actions, not upon my wishes for you or your wishes for yourself. And now let this family member go. Just let them be on their way. In bringing mindful attention to the sensations of the in-breath and an out-breath at your Anapana spot. So your hours of practice ongoing now for a while, except for whoever needs to go to sleep at 11 o'clock at night or whatever time it is. But the rest of us, time for practice, continuing. You're very welcome if you would like to do the equalizing practice with your three family members. It's not a requirement, but if you would like to explore that, please go ahead. You can also continue to explore practice with equanimity practice with yourself, your benefactor, or benefactors, your friend, or your friends, and your family member, or your family members. No more than three, please, for each one. And I would suggest, for the sake of practice and developing and deepening practice, that you stay with the same friend or three friends, the same benefactor or maybe three benefactors, and the same family member or maybe three family members. So may you enjoy your practice this afternoon.